Title: Qtex Flavor. Build a euphoric synth rush in Ableton Live 12 for ecstatic drama and bass climaxes. Intro: Hi, in this lesson we're going to build a short, euphoric synth rush with a Qtex flavor using Ableton Live 12 stock devices. This is an intermediate sound design tutorial aimed at drama and bass climaxes. You'll learn to stack a mono sub, a wide super saw mid, and a bright high air layer inside an instrument rack. Map expressive macros for performance, and process the whole thing so it cuts cleanly through heavy DNB drums while keeping the low end tight. What you'll build by the end, you'll have a 3-chain instrument rack, sub, mid super saw, and high air. Useful macros for cutoff, detune, pitch rise, reverb, and stereo width. A stock device processing chain using saturator, EQ8, multiband dynamics or glue compressor, hybrid reverb, echo, spectral resonator and spectral time. Automation and performance tweaks so the rush evolves into an ecstatic climax without muddying the low end. Tempo notes: set your project tempo to a typical DNB range, around 170 to 175 BPM, and create a new MIDI track before we begin. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prepare MIDI and routing. 1. Insert a new MIDI track and load an empty instrument rack. 2. Create a 16-bar MIDI clip with the chord or notes you want for the rush. Good chord choices are open triads with added color. For example, an open triad plus a 7th or sus2. Spread voices across the register, low notes for the sub-chain, mid-slash-high notes for the super saw and air chains. B. Build the chains inside the instrument rack. Chain 1. Sub body analog, drop analog into the first chain. Use a pure sine or triangle on oscillator 1 for a clean low end. Disable or lower oscillator 2. Set a 24 dB low pass filter and place cutoff where the tone supports your kick and bass, typically somewhere between 60 and 120 Hz depending on the mix. Use a short attack, moderate decay around 200-400 ms, sustain about 0.6 and release 200-400 ms so the sub feels slightly plucky but full. Keyzone this chain so it only plays the lowest notes, split around C3, keeping the sub from triggering higher layers. Chain 2, mid super saw wavetable add wavetable. Choose a saw for OSC 1, and enable OSC 2 with either another saw or a harmonically rich wave. Increase unison to 6-8 voices and start to tune small, around 0.08 to 0.18. Use stereo spread to widen the sound. Use a low pass filter, 12 or 24 dB, with moderate resonance for body. Map an envelope to the filter cutoff. Short attack 10-30 ms. Decay 400-600 ms. Sustain tilde 0.6. Add a slow LFO to wavetable position or the filter to create subtle movement. Keep this chain in the mid register, roughly C4 to C6, so it carries the harmonic center. Chain 3. High air and shimmer simpler or sampler. Load simpler in classic mode or sampler and use a short breathy noise or bright ensemble sample. High pass this chain above about 1.2 to 2kHz so it only contributes air. Set a slightly longer release, 400-800 ms, so the shimmer blooms around each hit. Add tiny pitch modulation with a slow LFO or an envelope for micro motion. C. Macro mapping and balancing. Map the following to macros. 1. Cutoff. Map wavetable main cutoff and nudge simpler high pass so air opens more gently. 2. Detune slash unison. Map wavetable detune and unison amount so you can ramp the swarm. 3. Reverb dry slash wet. Map hybrid reverb dry slash wet after the instrument rack. 4. Pitch rise. Map track transpose or wavetable global pitch and, if needed, a master pitch device. 5. Stereo width. Map utility width after the rack. Use chain volume to balance the three layers. A good starting point. Keep the sub quieter relative to the mids, around -6 to -12 dB lower, and make mids the loudest element. D. Global FX chain on the instrument track 1. Saturation and warmth. Place saturator with gentle drive, just a little soft clipping or 0.5 to 2 dB of apparent gain. Consider dynamic tube for subtle color if you want extra warmth. 2. EQ and low-end management. Use EQ8 to high-pass the entire output around 30-40 Hz to remove an audible rumble. If the mid-range is muddy, apply a gentle low mid-shelf cut around 200-400 Hz. Add multiband dynamics or glue compressor and apply light compression to the low band only, low ratio, medium attack, to keep the sub tight and glued to the kick. 3. Widening and motion. Use utility to control overall width and map it to your width macro. Keep the sub mono. Don't map the sub chain to the width control. Add a light, chorus or an auto filter with a slow LFO on the mid chain to introduce stereo motion. 4. Reverb and spectral shimmer add hybrid reverb after saturation. Set a short pre-delay, around 10-30 ms, a large size and moderate diffusion. Automate dry slash wet to open the room toward the climax. Insert spectral resonator for harmonic shimmer. Keep decay short and dry slash wet low, around 10-25%, and map its wet amount to a macro so you can spike it at the peak. Optionally use spectral time subtly for ghosting echoes and air. Keep wet very low and automate it only for the final lift. 5. Delay and rhythmic doubling. Use echo or a short sync delay at 1/8 or dotted 1/16. Keep feedback low and wet conservative so repeats fill space without smearing transients. E. Performance automation for the climax pitch rise. Automate the pitch rise macro to sweep up between +6 and +12 semitones over the 1-2 bars before the peak, then snap back after the hit. Alternatively, use a pitch MIDI device for a sharper effect. Cutoff sweep. Automate the cutoff macro to open gradually. Start fairly closed and reach full open at the climax. Detune and width ramp. Automate the detune slash unison macro and width macro to increase as you approach the climax, creating a swelling unison swarm. Reverb and spectral wet. Increase the reverb macro and spectral resonator wet a touch in the final half bar so the top end blooms. Sidechain. If needed, add a compressor with sidechain to your drums. Use a fast attack and medium release so the synth breathes around the groove. For more control, sidechain only the mid/high bands. F. Final sizing and rendering. Use EQA to sweep and notch any problematic frequencies. Multiband dynamics can add punch or tame the highs where needed. When satisfied, resample the synth rush to audio and apply final transient shaping. A glue compressor on the resampled audio helps glue things together. Automate reverb and delay sends on the rendered audio for contrast. Common mistakes to avoid: widening the whole signal including the sub. This causes phase issues and poor translation. Keep sub mono. Too much reverb or long reverb at high levels. It smears transients and hides the drums. Automate reverb for bloom only. Excessive unison detune. More detune doesn't always equal bitter. Too much detune can sound out of tune and fizzy. Not splitting layers by roll. Don't use the same oscillator for sub and highs. Split the job across chains. Overcompressing the whole chain. You'll lose dynamics. Use gentle gluing and transient-aware settings. Pro tips and mapping rules: use a small pre-delay on hybrid reverb to keep the attack intact while letting the tail bloom. Save two variations. A wide, lush version for the climax and a tighter, mid-heavy version for supporting parts. Crossfade or switch between them with a macro. Resample the synth rush and load it into simpler for granular or glitchy variations that still retain the Q-Tex character. For a 90s Q-Tex nostalgia layer, add a very slightly detuned organ or square pulse under the mid-chain at low level for bright harmonic center. When mapping macros, assign different min and max ranges for each mapped parameter. For example, let cutoff macro open the wave-eatable cutoff widely but only nudge the simpler high pass slightly, so air doesn't blow out prematurely. Use non-linear macro curves where useful. Make the pitch rise curve fast near the top for an ecstatic snap. Keep the sub chain locked off from width moves. Never map it to stereo width. Spectral effects and hybrid reverb best practices. Spectral resonator. Use chord or harmonics mode for tonal shimmer. Keep decay short and map its wet amount to a macro for bursts. Spectral time. Use as a subtle ghostizer. Low feedback, short grain size and a tiny wet amount go a long way. Hybrid reverb. Set pre-delay to 10-30 ms and balance early vs late reflections. Automate late for the final bloom and roll off reverb frequency with low cut and high cut to stop masking important bands. Delay and rhythm at DNB tempo. Avoid long busy delays at 170-175 bpm. Use short sync divisions like 1/8 or dotted 1/16 with low feedback. Send delays to a dedicated bus with an EQ so repetitions don't sit in the sub or muddy mids. Low end and mono compatibility. Keep the sub chain mono using utility width equals 0 or chain routing. A useful crossover floor is 100-140 hz for mono enforcement. Check on small speakers. Use multiband dynamics on the low band with light, compression, medium attack and release tune to the groove. Sidechain approaches. A simple sidechain compressor triggered by kick slash snare works fine. For finer control, sidechain only the mid/high bands or use an LFO envelope for creative ducking shapes. For transient ducking, use very fast attack and release match to the beat. Typically 80-160 ms release in DNB works well. Resampling and creative iteration. Freeze, flatten, or resample early and often. Create multiple printed versions. Wide, tight, dry and wet. Resampled audio is easier on CPU and opens up creative options like chopping, granularizing or pitch shifting. Render at full quality and avoid unintended time stretching if you need accurate pitch behavior during pitch rises. Performance and CPU tips: reduce unison voices while sketching, raise them for final renders. Use freeze/flatten or resampling to save CPU. Turn off heavy visual meters if your UI slows while tweaking macros. Mixing troubleshooting if the top end is fizzy. Reduce detune, lower a high shelf or use soft clipping with saturator. If synth masks vocals or snare, sweep a narrow boost to find conflicting frequencies on the vocal/snare, then notch those on the synth. Phase check stacked layers and test in mono. If cancellation appears, try inverting phase on one layer. Creative variations and quick wins: gated body, at a fast, synced amplitude LFO for a clubby gated effect. Vocoder grit, route the mid layer through a vocoder at low mix for classic trance texture. One shot resample, render the rise to audio, load into simpler and retrigger for percussion like hits or stabs. Arrangement and workflow: save the instrument rack as a preset template for future projects. Automate macros in arrangement view for precise control, and use clip envelopes to try different curves quickly. Create two macro snapshots, build and peak and crossfade or switch between them.